Happy New Year, DI family. This is your girl, Tasha. And I felt compelled to come on the mic and do a Touch of Tasha segment due to the experience that I had today. I am overwhelmed with joy right now, and I would like to share my experience with my DI family. So today I took my dad to see the movie Just Mercy, starring Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. Needless to say, it was a absolutely fantastic movie, but for clips throughout the movie, because if you're not aware, the movie was set in the past times. It started with the character being arrested in the 70s for a crime that he did not commit, and then a young man who was set out to exonerate him. But it took place in Alabama, which most of us, if we're not aware, Alabama is known as a part of the South as one of the most racist states in America. And so throughout the movie, I found myself getting very upset when they used the N-word and how they just manipulated the system to keep black men down, which is pretty much what we experience today. But all in all, there were a bunch of takeaways from the movie, which I really, truly did appreciate. But towards the end, I was happy, crying tears of joy, but I was also still angry and I would say frustrated for the most part. So as we were getting, my dad and I were getting ready to leave, there were three women, older women, who had walked past us and asked us, "Oh, did you enjoy the movie? That was a great movie." And I said, "Nah, it really wasn't that great." And they kept saying to me, "No, that was a really great movie. That was a great movie." I said, "If you say so," you know, just to kind of push them along, because you asked me a question, I'm giving you my response, and now you're telling me that I'm wrong. So I felt a little defensive at that moment. And then I was saying to myself, "Okay, did you just want to ask me that question so you can tell me your portion, or are you really caring about what I think?" So I left it there. They said, "Okay." I said, "All right, bye. Have a nice day." But I felt conviction from the Holy Spirit at that moment to just say, "Okay, they're looking at the good in the film. I'm looking at the bad in the film, which is causing me frustration, but they took away joy from it because they see an overcoming." So I said, "Okay, Lord, if I see them as we're walking out," because my dad and I always normally take a picture of the movie and so that he can have it as a memory and I can as well. And I said, "If I see them, then I will definitely apologize." So lo and behold, as the Lord always does, my dad and I were able to meet them, and I asked them, I said, "Can I ask you for a moment of your time?" Well, long story shorter, which was absolutely nothing but an act from God, the young woman, 80 years young, her name is Cindy Peaton, she shared with me that she understood my frustration, but I had to see the joy in it because she grew up in that era. She was born in 1940. She said she experienced racism firsthand, and she even walked with Dr. Martin Luther King for equality for Black people, and how she knows what that experience is, not being imprisoned, but she knows firsthand what it feels like to be called the N-word and being harassed and not being able to do anything about it. And regardless if I want to believe it or not, she knows from her 80 years of life that change has happened. And at that moment, I had to thank the Lord, because I was like, "Whoa, this woman is a living, walking, breathing testament to me that change has happened. I spew all the time when I see negative things on television or another black man or woman being killed by the hands of the police or another innocent person after 30 or 40 years being exonerated because they were lied on and had to spend the majority of their lives incarcerated for a crime that they did not commit. That frustrates me. But at that moment, the Lord showed me that you can be upset. It's okay because it is wrong. But you have to understand that your generation has to understand that the older generation before you has paved the way. And they've seen crazier things that you can ever imagine. But they credit me, and I need for you to do the same. And I just felt at that moment, I embraced her. I asked her for a hug. She said, most definitely. We shared photographs together. And now this is a woman. This is my ancestor, living ancestor, that I can hear stories, my history, true history from a black woman who lived through that era. You know, it's absolutely amazing to experience that. And I had to come on and share it with you all because it touched me tremendously. And something like that, when you have a life-altering experience or just where the Holy Spirit, you know that it is a divine appointment from Christ, you have to share that because it lets everyone else know that Christ is real, regardless of what we go through. Christ is real and he's always there with us. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to say again, happy 2020. It's a new decade, new year, new decade, but we have to change. And the only way we're going to do that is by the transforming and the renewing of our minds. So I want to encourage you to just change. Do something different. Let this be the year. Let this be the decade that you actually move to change. I love you guys so much, and I thank you all for tuning in. And this is your girl, Touch of Tasha, signing out. Disruptive innovation. God bless.